USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
President Trump promoting his appearance on ABC. The president tweeting, I enjoyed my interview with George Stephanopoulos on ABC. So funny to watch the fake news media try to dissect and distort every word in as negative a way as possible. The entire interview airs Sunday night at 8 p.m. Eastern, the president tweets.
What's your pitch to the swing voter on the fence?
Safety, security, great economy. Frankly, I think we're going to do tremendously now with African Americans, with Asians, with Hispanics, because they have the lowest unemployment numbers they've ever had in the history of the country.
That soundbite, courtesy of ABC News. Now in other news, President Trump gearing up for his scheduled Tuesday night appearance in Orlando, Florida. He'll be at the Amway Center, 8 o'clock Eastern, announcing he's running for re-election. The facility holds up to 20,000 people. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Eris, and I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A chaotic situation at Target, where registers across the country go down Saturday and shoppers in long lines forced to leave the store without their stuff. Online shopping on the website not impacted. Target operating more than 1,800 stores in the United States. USA Radio's Wendy King on the story.
The cash registers stopped working correctly. Target says there was an internal technical glitch that stopped shoppers cold for about 2 hours across the country. WBBM reporter Jim Goodis.
Tara Moore was shopping at the Target. She said it was clear something wasn't quite right as soon as she walked in and saw long lines at the registers.
They said their global system was down, so it was affecting all the Targets in the area, I guess.
But by the time she was done shopping about 90 minutes later, the registers were working properly and the long lines were gone. Moore and other customers said Target employees made sure customers knew what was happening and kept them posted until the situation was resolved.
This is USA Radio News.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn Root, the conservative warrior. My show War Now airs every day right here on USA Radio from 6 to 9 p.m. Eastern. I'm also the star of the Wayne Allyn Root Show on Newsmax TV, reaching over 50 million homes. But my favorite role is speaker extraordinaire. I was opening speaker at many Donald Trump for President events. I speak at Republican, conservative, and college GOP events, and I'm available to be the star at your next event. Contact me to arrange for a Wayne Root keynote speech. Call toll-free 888-444-ROOT. That's 888-444-ROOT. Or email wayneroot@gmail.com.
Americans following through with a promise to help rebuild an iconic cathedral in France. USA Radio's Chris Barnes with the story now from Washington, D.C.
Billionaire French donors who publicly proclaimed they would give hundreds of millions of euros to rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral have not yet paid a penny towards the restoration of that French landmark. Instead, they say it's mainly American and French individuals via the Notre Dame Charitable Foundation that are behind the first donations, paying the bills and salaries for up to 150 workers employed by the cathedral since the April 15th fire that devastated its roof and caused its masterpiece fire to collapse. This month, they're handing over the first private payment for the cathedral's reconstruction of 3.6 million euros, or $4 million, while one spokesman for the foundation says the big donors haven't paid a cent, adding, not a cent.
And this Father's Day, a report of more stay-at-home dads. Here's USA Radio's John Clemens.
Fatherhood in America is changing as the share of fathers who are stay-at-home dads is now at 17%. That is up from 10% back in 1989. Men ages 20 to 35, called millennials, was found by the Pew Research Center to be at 6%. By comparison, 3% of Gen X dads were stay-at-home with their children. The CDC reports that 74.7 million men ages 15 and over are fathers in America.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.